This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials said 9 people died and nearly 3,000 were wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded, an operation the militant group Hezbollah is blaming on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah has suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. They had been using pagers to communicate as Israel is able to track and record cell phones. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock 24 hours to get that done.
Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions not only between those groups but between Israel and Hezbollah. This is VOA.